When Mrs. Andrews and I came out of the restroom at the Acapulco restaurant, we walked out into the parking lot, and Mr. Jones was excitedly waving us, "Come over, come over. Something has happened." And so we walked over there, and he told us that Mrs. Jones had stepped inside of a triangle inside the parking lot of the Acapulco restaurant. And the triangle was made by those concrete things that they put in parking lots to keep you from driving your car. But it was somehow they had made this configuration of a triangle, and she had stood in it. I don't know why she stood in it, but she did stand in it. And Mr. Jones told us that the minute that she stood inside the triangle, she was slammed forcefully to the ground, but just before she could hit the ground and hurt herself, this force apparently just caught her and just laid her down very, very gently so that she was not hurt at all. And he was so astonished by it because he said he knew that she was going to be injured, and but yet that she wasn't. So he couldn't understand what had happened. And so the three of us, me and Mr. and Mrs. Andrews, just jumped right away inside that triangle to see if we could feel it too, see if we could get pushed down to the ground. We each of us took turns, and we stepped all around in that triangle, and we turned around, and I could feel something pressing me on my chest and pushing me back just a little bit, but it wasn't anything that would knock me down. And both the Andrews said that they could definitely feel the force in that triangle. It was a little like a small Bermuda Triangle. It operated that way. It was some type of vortex, apparently, and some energy, and we didn't know what it was or what it had to do with the pirates, if it had anything to do with them or the Virgin Mary. We weren't sure, and we were conjecturing, well, did the pirates push her down and the Virgin Mary catch her, or what was going on? You know, we really couldn't say.